And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, July 13th, 2013. It was on this day in 1798 that William Wordsworth wrote one of his greatest poems, which he called Lines Composed a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey on Revisiting the Banks of the Wye Valley During a Tour, July 13, 1798. The poem is better known simply as Tintern Abbey. Tintern is a village in Wales on the River Wye, the site of a spectacular medieval ruins that date back to the year 1131. Wordsworth recounted that after visiting Tintern Abbey, he composed his famous poem entirely in his head. He claimed, "No poem of mine was composed under circumstances more pleasant for me to remember than this. I began it upon leaving Tintern after crossing the Wye, and concluded it just as I was entering Bristol in the evening after a ramble of 4 or 5 days with my sister. Not a word of it was altered, and not any part of it was written down until I had reached Bristol." It's an impressive feat considering that the poem is more than 1,200 words long. It's the birthday of the poet John Clare, born in Nottinghamshire, England, 1793. He may be the poorest person ever to become a major writer in English literature. His father was a peasant farmer. The family often had to live off the proceeds from a single apple tree in their yard. Clare went to the village school between the ages of 5 and 11, learned to read and write, and decided he wanted to write poetry. He couldn't afford to buy paper, so he made his own out of birch bark and made his own ink as well. Some of his poems were written on old envelopes. Later in life, John Clare began to suffer from a psychiatric disorder. His behavior grew more and more erratic. He was committed to an asylum where he forgot who he was. Sometimes he thought he was Lord Byron and wrote some poems in Byron's style. He escaped from the asylum at one point, but was returned and lived there for the rest of his life. John Clare wrote about 3,500 poems, of which only 400 were published in his lifetime, and his great importance as an English poet has only become clear in the last few decades. On this date in 1977, there was a blackout in New York City. Lightning struck 3 times that night, hitting Con Edison substations and shutting down their power grid. The city went dark at about 9:30 p.m., Kennedy and LaGuardia airports shut down, tunnels in and out of the city closed, and thousands of people had to be evacuated from the subways. In the 25 hours that it took workers to fully restore power, more than 1,600 stores were looted, more than 1,000 fires were set, and nearly 3,800 looters were arrested. Damage was later estimated at $300 million. Here is a poem by John Clare, titled Summer Evening. The frog, half fearful, jumps across the path, and little mouse that leaves its hole at eve nimbles with timid dread beneath the swath. My rustling steps a while their joys deceive till past, and then the cricket sings more strong, and grasshoppers in merry moods still wear the short night weary with their fretting song. Up from behind the molehill jumps the hare, cheat of his chosen bed, and from the bank the yellowhammer flutters in short fears from off its nest hid in the grasses rank, and drops again when no more noise it hears. Thus nature's human link, an endless thrall, proud man still seems the enemy of all. Summer Evening, a poem by John Clare from his collection Poems, published by Uhlan Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And this is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.